And we're back, and happy spring, everybody. And don't be discouraged by that dusting of snow this morning. It was just winter's last gasp, the end, let's hope, of an unusually mild winter. And it's turned into an unusual year for the flu as well. The number of cases in Massachusetts has been spiking over the last few days, which is later than usual for the flu season to peak. Here to tell us more is Carrie Goldberg, editor of WBUR's Common Health blog. And Carrie, I gather you have a bit of a personal stake in this story.
Yes, I do, Anthony, just in the sense that I was sick as a dog over the weekend. You can probably still hear it in my voice. And I figured that I was just being a terrible wimp about having a really bad cold. And then when I got back into work this morning, I got an email that said, in part, believe it or not, the flu season still hasn't peaked. In fact, in most years, cases of the flu peak in February or early March. But as of this week, flu is still spreading and the height of it is not in sight yet, according to the CDC. And so that made me say, oh, well, good. Like, at least I'm not just a total wimp. Maybe what I actually had was the flu.
Okay, so maybe I'm going to move a little farther away from you.
I don't blame you.
All right, so that's the national picture, that the flu is still on the rise. What about here in Massachusetts? What do we know?
Well, what we know is that, first of all, nationally, it looks like it may have peaked in the West already, but it is still rising here in the East, including in Massachusetts. I spoke with Dr. Larry Madoff. He's the director of epidemiology and immunization at the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
We are definitely seeing an increase in the flu activity in the last week or two in particular, and there is quite a bit of flu right now. We're characterizing it as moderate and widespread in Massachusetts right now.
And Dr. Madoff says it's not clear yet whether this is the peak or it will keep rising.
It still seems to be on the way up. Anecdotally, we're hearing this from providers, we're hearing it from people in the community, and we're certainly getting this from our sentinel networks and laboratory testing that flu is on the way up, so we don't know exactly when it will peak.
But it has generally been a milder season, Anthony. That's the good news, that even though we are seeing this unusually late spike in flu cases, overall, it's been actually a pretty good year for the flu compared to the last three. And Dr. Madoff says that that could be in part because the predominant strain of the virus that's going around this year is H1N1, which might sound familiar to you from, remember, that big pandemic that we had in 2009. And we've all kind of had some time to build up some immunity to it broadly in the population. So that could be helping. Plus, H1N1 tends to hit younger people and they don't tend to get as sick. And also, by the way, this is a good year for the vaccine. The vaccine is a good match for the strains that are circulating.
All right. So a lot of good news there. But still, as we see this late spike in the flu, you can't help wondering why. And I wonder if it has anything at all to do with the climate and the relatively mild winter that just ended.
Right. Like, could it be that the milder weather that we had this winter held off this year's flu spike, and then the colder weather that we got just recently really let it rip? The basic answer is that we don't know. But here's Dr. Graham Snyder. He's an infectious disease specialist at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center.
We're not actually sure why the flu season varies as it does year to year. In northern latitudes, like here in Boston and throughout most of North America, it's a winter disease. There's probably some role for how we interact as people since it passes from person to person during the winter, but we don't fully know why it differs year to year.
So what he's saying is it could be the milder winter affected our social activities, right? Like how much time we spend sort of crowded inside or being outside, but we really don't know. Dr. Madoff of the Department of Public Health says flu dynamics are very complicated, but it could be that our warm winter was a factor.
The weather has an impact and the climate has an impact. We know that flu is transmitted better during periods of cold weather, and we certainly see that with the seasonality of flu every year. It's been shown that flu is better transmitted with dry, cold air, and it has been a mild, unusual winter here.
So we didn't have that much dry, cold air, right, this winter. Anyway, what we do know, Anthony, is that flu is on the rise around us right now.
All right, right now. So I assume that brings with it the usual precautions, prescriptions for lots of hand washing, keeping your distance from sick people and stuff like that.
Right, cover your cough, cover your sneeze. And, of course, the biggest advice from health authorities on flu always is to get the flu vaccine. Even now, by the way, even though it's spring, if you haven't already. Here's Dr. Snyder of Beth Israel Deaconess again.
It's probably not too late to get the flu vaccine this year. We have some preliminary data that it's almost 60% effective at preventing the flu. But even if you get the flu vaccine can help prevent it from being more serious than it might have been otherwise. In addition, if you feel like you have the flu, get in touch with your doctor. For some people, in fact, for most people, including people with chronic conditions like asthma, lung disease, diabetes, obesity, and people who are over 65 or pregnant, getting an antiviral for the flu can be quite important.
So get that flu vaccine. And you know, Carrie, last year I never got around to getting my flu shot, and I got hit with the flu in the spring, right about in this season, and it was nasty. So getting a flu shot seems to make sense to me. But doesn't it take a couple of weeks for the flu vaccine to kick in?
It does. It does tend to take a couple of weeks. But, you know, the way the dynamic of flu spread works, what's going on now means that even if this is the peak right now, the numbers will still be pretty high for weeks. So apparently it does make sense to get the vaccine even now.
All right. Other advice from flu experts. What do we need to know?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, what Dr. Snyder was talking about, the antivirals, there are lots of people who are eligible for them. You want to check with your doctor. The numbers do seem to suggest that they can help in some cases. And then I think the other thing is just to know that flu is actually happening right now, even though it's spring, it's not winter. And so what the experts I spoke with said was that it's worthwhile both for patients and for doctors to remember that flu season is continuing. And so if you get walloped with a bug like you had last year, remember that it could be flu.
All right. Carrie Goldberg, editor of WBUR's Common Health blog. And Carrie, I want to send you home. I think there's some chicken soup with your name on it.
Thank you, Anthony. Thanks.
Thank you, Carrie. Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.